Blog Talk Radio.
Desiree, I think she's using a different number, but I think this is her.
Yeah, she got a 7. Is it 7 something?
It's 917, though, but that's not the number I expected. I thought it was going to be
a
new number.
Oh, it's a 718. Yeah, she's
no, it's 718.
No, it says 917, because she says she's on the line, but... Yeah, it's her. Okay, hold on a second. I'm calling her now.
Just open all the lines. Ain't nobody else supposed
yeah,
to be on
yeah. Yeah. All right, Desiree. All right, Desiree.
Hello?
There she
hey.
Is.
Hey.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's crazy.
Yeah, I just didn't know you were using a different number. I thought you were using a new number.
Well, I was using the old number because I didn't think you would answer the new number.
No, but I had the new one. And I erased the old one because I figured you're going to use the new one. But anyway, we can get the show on the road.
All right. So. Somebody, is anybody, mute your line real quick, James.
Wait, hold on. Okay. I'm going to mute mine. I'm going to mute mine. Hold on. One second.
Okay. I'm hearing feedback still.
They're definitely not.
Karen's on the phone.
Yeah, she's here.
What?
Oh, okay, Karen, I'm on. Okay. So, we did a training a week ago with Desiree.
Yep.
And it went really good. So, what we want to do, we want Karen to be here too, so you can kind of do what we did with Desiree.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Do you guys hear those feedback? It's really irritating.
Yeah, I think I don't know if it's Desiree or not. It's just the background noise.
I noticed, like the last show, there was an echo.
foot or not talking about glasses.
And sometimes the phone, like for some reason, that's why it's really good to call from home phone sometimes. Because Des, mute your phone real quick.
I'm going to mute hers. Hold on a second.
Yeah, mute her phone.
Yeah, it's her phone.
Hello?
It's her phone.
Yeah, it's Desiree's phone.
It's Desiree's
phone. Desiree, hang up and call back in. Call on your other phone.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely her. I figured it was.
All right. Yeah, sometimes, like, if you hear, like, echo, any of you guys, you can not just stop and, because most of the time it's one of y'all phones. It's like somebody's phone, like if you in an area where it's making an echo or it's just not good service, somebody just put somebody on mute and you guys can figure out who phone it is. Because it's real irritated when you guys have the echo, like you can't even hear yourself.
Okay, can we come back?
Yeah, can the listeners hear the echo too?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking. That. Okay.
I didn't know
what it was, and I didn't want to, like, because we were on air, so I didn't really want to bring it up.
Yeah.
And then I guess Desiree said she texted somebody about it. Anyways.
Okay, here she is. Hold on.
Okay, Desiree is back.
I'm putting on a mic.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hello?
Ooh. Okay,
yeah,
Desiree back.
Much better.
Yes. Okay, good. All right. So what we're going to do is we did a training with Desiree when Karen was away, and it went really good. So what we're going to do today, Karen, we're going to go through the same thing with you. Like during the show, it's getting better, but we definitely need more energy. Like you guys have to just realize that you're not on camera. You're on radio, so people, they have to feel your energy or they'll just, like, tune off. So, you know, we have to be more energetic, like, talk up, speak up, you know, on your phone, and like so people can hear and understand what you're saying. Because like if you listen to the first show, your first show, y'all sounded like y'all was on a Love After Dark special, and that y'all show is not that. Y'all show is up, it's party, it's fun, it's like hey everybody. So you guys have to make sure that on that hour of y'all show on Thursday nights, you guys keep up that energy for that hour because you guys set the energy for your guests. So if your guests come in and you guys are down, guess what? Your guests are going to be down because they kind of follow your energy. So it's very important that you guys come on, you come into it, because usually the guests are listening to you before they get on. So they're kind of trying to figure out the show and see what it's about. And when they finally come in, if you guys are like, hey, then they're like, hey. But if you guys come in and you're like, what's up? Hey, guys, welcome to the show. And then they're like, oh, my God, thank you. So you want to have people just feel your energy because you're not on film or you're not in front of a camera. Well, we can see you because that's what we're used to being in front of the camera. But when you're on radio, you have to be a little bit extra because they can't see you. You get what I'm saying? So, that's what we went over with Des, but we kind of went through different mock intros. That's what we're going to do today. So we're going to start when you guys first come on. And Desiree, because you're the host, Karen is looking for you to lead, to see where you're going to take her. Because most of the time, the co-hosts feed off the host. So if the host is kind of like, hey, then the co-host is just kind of going to be the same because they're trying to, like, you're the host. You get what I'm saying? So we're going to do what we did last week, Des, where we're going to do the intro. Y'all just came on. It's your time. You just started your show. Music is on. When the music go off, Des, you already know what to do. Come in with your host greeting. Karen, you jump in there. She introduced you. Let me hear the energy that you guys are going to give. So we're going to start with a song real quick, James, and Des, you take control. You know what to do. So just follow her, Karen, okay?
Okay, I got it. What I'm going to do is I'm only going to play like a few seconds of the intro, and then I'm just going to slowly plot it down, and then you start, Desiree.
Yes. Yeah, Des, you know what to do when you hear it go down.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
fucking horny motherfuckers. Welcome to the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your co-host, or your host, Desiree DeLuca. My co-host is Karen Fisher. Karen, say hello.
Hi.
Go ahead, you guys, you two going.
Oh, you messed me all up because I thought we were only doing the intro.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was trying to see what Karen, you were going to introduce Karen so Karen could say something. She was just saying
was
her
like,
hi.
I was like, hey, because she said this is Karen, so I'm like, hey, it's Karen. I mean, should I say it's Karen after she just says it's, this is Karen? You know what I mean? I don't know what to say when she actually introduces me. Besides,
well, that's when during your show, this is your time to expose you. And when you first come on, you want to let people know who you are. This is Karen. You guys can follow me on Twitter at blah, blah, blah. Oh, my gosh, I'm happy to be here tonight. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. You're the co-host. So you have the schedule in front of you, too, where you know what's going on. So you guys kind of go back and forth with each other of, what's going to be happening tonight? Not tomorrow, but tonight. You get what I'm saying? So, like, you know, when she comes to you, Karen, like, hey, Karen, like, you, it's your time to introduce yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you're just kind of, like, telling people where they could go look at you at and your little shout-outs, you know?
Okay.
And then whatever Desiree want to add in there, whatever conversation you guys have, I don't know. That's during the show. Okay, let's do it one more time.
Okay.
No problem.
Make sure. Okay.
Oh, wait. You were saying?
Make sure the music is on, like, it's not in the red, but it's in the yellow. Is it in the yellow and the orange? Because it sounds kind of low.
Yeah. It sounds low?
It sounds low, yeah.
Really? Okay, because it's just
maybe that's
below
a bad
the
mix
red.
For that song.
It's
yeah.
just below the red. Okay, so I'll
okay.
put it on the
okay,
red.
Okay, then it's just the mix. It's the mix. It's bad. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, you fucking horny motherfuckers. Welcome to the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. My lovely co-host, the busty MILF, is sexy Karen Fisher. Karen, say hello.
Hi, I'm Karen Fisher, the ultimate MILF. You can keep up with me on Twitter at sexy Karen Fisher.
So tonight
okay.
we have a lot of okay, go ahead, please.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay.
I said tonight we have a lot of crazy, we have an interesting interview coming up tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes, we do. And it's the Alex Chance.
Aha. Okay. Alex Chance. I don't know very much about Alex, so I guess
oh,
we get
I know
to know
a lot
more
about
her.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure,
I know.
I'm going to cut in. Make sure, Karen, to go back and forth with your host, you have to make sure that by Thursday you know all the guests. You know who the guest is front and back. You
I
know
didn't know if we are really doing a mock of
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, but
I
you don't have to know it
guessing.
Now. That's fine. But
okay.
I'm just saying, so you will be able to interact with her. You know exactly who she is. So that, one, we don't offend people. And, two, you have something to talk about with your host. So what I want you guys to do it one more time. This time, and I think, Desiree, you're getting better with this, because you would say Dollhouse Radio like a question. And, Desiree, that's how you would say it. Say it like you know your name, you know Dollhouse Radio, you know who your co-host is. So make sure it's not a question. It's two front to back, Dollhouse Radio, Desiree DeLuca. Like, you're confident of what you're saying. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I noticed that the first two shows you did, you say it like that. But you're getting better. Like, I think it's kind of still new, and I get that. So, and I think that it will be better and easier as it goes on. But just go ahead and do it again for me one more time, guys.
The whole thing? Okay.
Yeah, do the whole thing. Run the intro. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
you horny motherfuckers. This is the truth front and back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. Tonight, my co-host is the lovely, sexy Karen Fisher. Say hello, Karen.
Hey, guys. It's Karen Fisher. You can keep up with her, and thanks for listening.
So tonight, we have some very interesting, exciting interviews tonight.
I'm excited to learn more about Alex Chan.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you guys right there. When Desiree, when you just did that, you was like, oh, we have some exciting interviews tonight. Karen, make sure you're always paying attention to your host because you have to interact with her. On radio, never, no silence at all. If it's even a second, it's bad. So you
I
want
just
to make
noticed
sure.
I was actually going to bring it up. Sorry to interrupt you. I was actually going to bring that up because we're on the phone, like,
mm-hmm.
It's really hard to know when she's done talking. One thing on the first show that Desiree pointed out to me was I was, like, talking when she wanted to talk a lot. And so I kind of have been waiting a second just to make sure she's done talking. So we're not
trying to talk
at the same time.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you a secret. I have shows where it's four of us on the show and five at one time. And what happens is, trust me, we all talk. And it's not bad that you're not talking over each other. I'd rather you guys be like right there on it than wait a second and then it's silent. Do you get what I'm saying? You can always start talking and if Des is still talking and be like, oh, my bad. You get what I'm saying? I'd rather you do that. Then just wait a second and it is dry air. Because then people that are, like, listening, they're like, what the hell? They're not used to nothing. If you notice all radio shows, nobody stop talking. It's always talking unless they have a break. So what you're going to have to do is you guys going to have to, like, turn up your phone, put it on volume, the highest volume, so you can listen to each other. And I'm telling you, that's something y'all going to have to just train your ears to get used to each other being on the show.
Yeah, no,
together.
I can definitely hear her.
Okay, you can hear her, so that's good.
Yeah.
It's going to take a few. It's going to take some time for y'all to get to know each other's energies of when to talk. And that's something that me and my co-host, we have down pat because we've been together so long that even though we all talk all the time, we know when it's not our time to talk. You get what I'm saying? Or I know when he's not going to say something, I know when to jump in. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So don't worry about that. Y'all still knew each other as co-hosts and hosts, so that'll come naturally. Don't even worry about that.
Okay.
Okay, you're good. You're good. So, but then, as you get what I'm saying, like, it's nothing if she comes in and she's saying something. If you're still talking, just care and just pay attention. So you might, if you're talking and she's talking, just back up real quick and let her finish. But it's okay. I'd rather Karen come in than it be silent. Okay. Anything you wanted to work on, Des, that we worked on last time that you think we should work on?
Well, me and Karen were talking since I'm out in California, and I did actually get to see her and talk to her about, what are we going to do? Like, for instance, we had a fucking boring-ass fucking interviewer. Like, she sucks so bad. Like, it was horrible.
Which is weird because she's like a loud mouth. But it's why I was like, what the hell? Because she's all quiet and giving like one word answers. I was like, this isn't you. What the hell?
Because
who
I can tell you, I listened to that interview, and you guys know that I'm down low. I'm a psychic, and I can feel energy over the damn phone. And when I heard that interview, what I got from her is it was kind of shady. Where if somebody is, that's like me, if I'm always a loud mouth, and I'm always loud, I'm always like, and then all of a sudden I come on y'all show and I'm like, either I don't like somebody or I really don't fucking care about this and I want to just get it over with. Get what I'm saying?
That's
what it kind of felt to me. Because she was real short on her answers. She went against Des on certain things Des threw at her. Like, why would they say that? Why would they do that? That's somebody who don't want to really be on your show, okay? So what I told Desiree is, being the host, what I would have done, I would have said, well, Karen, we're going to end the interview. Thank you very much, whatever her name was. She was that unimportant to me that I forgot her name. We're going to end the interview. Thank you, two front to back. Thank you for calling in. Mute her mic. You get what I'm saying? You guys, as you go on, you will start to just take control of your show. And when people come on and they're not respectful, or if it's boring, just say boring ass off. Because now they're putting your people to sleep. That's not the type of show this is. This is not a sleeping show. So kick their ass off. That's what I would do. Right.
You're right.
So let's go through it, Desiree and Karen. We're going to do, I'm going to be the boring host. So y'all show me what y'all would do. Let's do it again. Go ahead, introduce me, and I'm coming on, and I'm going to be the boring guest.
Okay.
Here we go.
Doing music or no? We're not doing.
No music.
No, just
no music. Okay. So this evening we have Sexy India. Is she on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, India. Hey. Thanks for being on the show. Yay.
Hey.
Yes, okay. So, hey, so can you tell us some things about you?
I'm in the porn industry. And, it's cool and stuff, you know.
So what was your latest movie? Who did you shoot with? Who was the last person you shot with?
I really don't talk about stuff like that, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
You don't talk about stuff like that? What do you mean? You're in the porn industry.
Yeah, I'm in the porn industry, but, you know, I don't remember the last thing I did, so, you know.
Well, do you have any exciting new projects coming up that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Not really.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
okay. Well,
can you tell us some?
What did Kara say?
I didn't think so. No. I was just gonna, I'm like, Desiree, cut her off. But she didn't, so I was
all right. I want to end it that it. Well, okay, well, bye, bitch. Bye.
Yeah.
She don't want to be on the show. She do not want to be on the show. If you have somebody like that, it's up to you guys to end the interview. You guys to say, okay, well, we're going to end the interview. Thank you for coming on such and such. Heaven, always remember this, Des. And Karen, your producer, Heaven, he's following you guys. So if something like that happens, so make sure you just talk and just say, we're going to end the interview. That'll give his cues up. He's already listening and hearing it go bad. So if you say, we're going to end it, we're going to take a break. That will give him time to cue some music up so y'all can go to a break. And we'll be right back.
Okay.
And then he'll come in with some music. You get what I'm saying? So
if
ever a situation like that, or y'all can sit there and laugh for a minute. Say, okay, well, thank you. So Heaven can mute her mic. And if y'all want to sit there and laugh and say, why the hell did she come on? Anyways, y'all can do whatever y'all want to do. I just kind of feel that I don't have no sympathy for somebody who really don't give a fuck about what I'm doing. So if you didn't want to come on, bitch, you should have stayed at home. Or you probably was at home. You shouldn't call in.
India.
Right. Go do your toes or something. I don't know.
Hey, India. Hey, what's up? My bad, I'm late. This is Timer.
Hey, Timer. Hi, Timer. So we got Timer sitting in, one of our managers, too, is going to sit in, and we're going to do, I'm going to have him give some tips, too, to you guys.
Right. What I want to say is, basically, girls, is just be yourself. Be natural. But yet, when that on-air light comes on, dive in. Just, you know what I'm saying, whatever you stand for, you know, so be confident in everything that you say. Like in that mock interview, what I feel like I'm waiting for one of you, you know, one of the two to take charge, to be like, hey, come on, give us something. You know what I'm saying? One, you got to be somewhat of the bully. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, to bring the excitement to the show, you know, because you guys have a wonderful personality and I'm looking forward to more and more shows, you know, just be more confident in what you're doing. You know, you guys,
right.
You got the game going with it. Seriously. It's just the confidence. Bring that confidence level up where it's like getting ready to give a timid guy a lap dance. You know what I'm saying? And if you can touch him, smack him with the rose.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hold up. Give me some excitement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One of you have to lead. I know both of you have that personality to just take it. You know what I'm saying? Just take the mic.
Right.
Play hot potato with the mic. You know? Because you guys' personality is already there.
We don't have a problem with here on Dollhouse Radio. Everybody got something to say. I really think that you guys start listening to who you're bringing on. And when you start reading on radio, that's why I think we can read energy so – I can read energy so well.
Yeah.
It's because I start – I can listen to somebody's tone and the way – what you're saying it and how you're saying it. I can feel
that's
where
you're
coming from. And that will let me know what mood you're going to put me in. You're going to either piss me off or I'm going to be happy and nice or I don't really give a fuck and let's get this bitch off. You get what I'm saying? So I think you guys have to start listening to who y'all – that first interview, remember the first night y'all was on? That girl was good. Even though she was doing shade, she was good. She was a good
guy. Good.
Good
guy. She was interesting.
She wasn't
your shit. Huh?
Oh, I just said she was interesting. Yeah.
No, she was really interesting, but she was throwing shade. She threw a little shade, but
she was
interesting. She still was respectful to you guys. And I think that was a good interview. That this last guest like that, you just got to know real quick, Des, to say, and Karen, if Des don't pick up what you're picking up, just be like, Des, okay, well, you know what? Well, we're going to wrap this up. You can say it, too. Maybe Des didn't get it yet, like, to say, well, I think she cool. Because I like her asshole personality. But if you really feel that she come in and she really not giving a fuck about the interview, cut it short. Don't have somebody come in and wreck what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying?
Derail your program.
Because cool now. So,
control.
Fuck her. Move on. Let's take a break. Because this bitch boring. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
You're right.
Control your platform. It's
control
your show.
Control your platform. That's very important. Right. That's right. Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because
right.
I look at it like this, girls, you don't get a second chance to mess up. And the night that everybody tuned in, best believe there was it was people there that was sitting there not rooting for you guys. There was people there like, this shit can't happen. Like, they can't do radio. Like, why are these bitches on radio? Even people within your industry, I'm pretty sure you had haters. So you want to make sure that you do it not only for yourself, but you show people that I told you so. You get what I'm saying? So don't let people down. You know, they want you to fuck up, but don't let them have that. Show them that if I decided to run for governor, bitch, I can run for governor. I can do anything I want to do. Don't let this porn industry fool you. Do you get what I'm saying? And I just think that it was a lot of confidence taken from you guys. Like, that's what I got from Des, that somebody told her she can't. And that's why I'm here, and that's why I want to make sure y'all the best damn show. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because
a
lot of people wouldn't take the time and do this, what we're doing. But we believe that you could do it. And you guys bought a lot of people that first night.
Yep.
Y'all got a lot of people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And including our listeners. So combined, we had a lot of people listening. So with that being said, we can't afford to fuck up, ever.
Right.
You guys have
person,
to come every week because people are listening, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Just put your personality into the show. You know, in terms of creating segments, you know, just, you know, we get an opportunity 15 minutes a day of just figuring out how can I make my show better, you know, and when you put your personality into it, everything comes to you a little more gracefully. Those that tell you can't, you know what I'm saying, can is not a word when it applies to you. That's just those who actually know that you can but are trying to derail you from doing what you set out to do, which is take over the world. At the end of the day, you guys got the game. It's all about the confidence. It's all about controlling your platform. I don't give a fuck who it is. If they're not respecting your brand, then, you know what I'm saying, let them know. Kick rocks. Keep it going.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
So, absolutely. I mean, it like India said, it all is projected within your attitude. You know what I'm saying? Just at the end of the day, I don't care who comes on that's boring. That's your show, your platform. Therefore, you keep it crump. You know what I'm saying? However you do it. You know what I'm saying? Just be you, but yet, you know what I'm saying? Show biz is show up and show out. You know what I'm saying? But keep a little piece of your soul or yourself with. Don't, you know what I'm saying, put all your out there, but yet, do you. Make it fun. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Just
and
have fun.
Your fans are going to interact.
Try to get those boring people into your, and bring them into you. You know, make them go from boring to fun, because that's happened before, where they feel like, so you got to make them turn up. And when they, if they still ain't turned up, guess what? They know where I'm not a miracle.
Take the mic
so
back.
I'm just gonna, bye, get out of here.
Yep.
You just, right. You messing up.
Take your mic back.
You know.
You know what I'm saying? That's a loner right. while they're on your show. Take your mic
yeah,
back.
Give me my mic back.
Right. That's right. Because see, I will mute people in a minute.
Yeah.
I will mute my host, my co-host.
Yes, yes.
I will mute their head. I will mute people. Because you, it's you guys' show. This is your show. So that means anybody that comes into your domain during
your
that
house.
Hour, it's your mm-hmm. house. So what goes, mm-hmm. goes, whatever you're saying. And anybody who mm-hmm. respect that, they got to go.
That's
so,
right.
This is something
want...
the brand you guys are creating right now. And I just want
mm-hmm.
y'all to know, it's very serious to me. So I know
make
it's
them respect
to you
your brand.
Right.
That's right,
this is your name and your brand. Your
right.
this is your name, y'all.
Your face is attached to it. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Your name.
So it can't fail. You got to make sure that it
yeah.
wins.
Disrespect
that you
is
get
costly.
Good reviews. Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last couple of weeks, they've
go
been
ahead,
definitely
James.
Improving. I'm saying the
yes.
last couple of weeks, ever
yes.
since that first week, y'all have definitely mm-hmm. improved. That's
right.
in all seriousness, definitely have improved. So you
yeah.
definitely have
yeah.
potential
Thank
to
you.
Be even better than where you are now. Trust
yeah,
me.
Better
you're
than
be better than you are now. Trust
when
me.
We,
right.
Like James went to radio school, so James, this is what he does. Okay, he's a professional at it. We have many shows that we actually created from scratch. Like you guys already had a show idea, and we kind of came in and just say, oh well, let's do this, do that. We have shows that we actually created, and one
right.
of our shows, one of them is Timer. Truth be told, he didn't
mm-hmm.
do radio before he came in. And
that's
they
right.
kind of came in. We did the same thing. And they didn't get all this training stuff, though. They kind of had it harder, where they just had
yeah.
to fill it out. And if it didn't work,
show was our best show.
Radio isn't for you. Right. So they came so far, and their show was good. And I'm happy about them. The same thing with Kenny Talk. Kenny Talk didn't do radio. Kenny
mm-hmm.
Talk got kicked
that's
up by one. The local radio mm-hmm. station in his town. He's on the radio station in Alabama now. He's on the main radio station. But he started here at Dollhouse Radio, and he's still at Dollhouse Radio for, like, the last
yep.
4 years. So it's a lot
right.
of people who are here in Burb. He's, like, you know, big in the music industry. He has a show here with us. You know, these people been here, and they're doing other stuff. We just want to make sure all the porn girls that we take in, because there's a lot of porn girls that we have here, that we make sure it's very personal for me, for y'all, because I come from the same
mm-hmm.
place. So anytime we have porn girls, we want to make sure your show is dope. Because
right.
we got so many industry, like music, and we got a director show here. You know, we want to make their shows are good, but we want to make sure our porn people are on it. Because sometimes,
right.
you know, they look for us to lose all the time. So we got to make sure that anybody that's here with us, that they're winning. We want to make sure y'all winning. So that's what we want
to
do.
They try to limit you.
That's right.
So what, anything else you want to work on, Des, today? Or Karen, is there anything that you saw in the show that maybe you guys can practice on?
No, the main thing was that echo was really annoying. And
yes.
But we already went over that. And then I did during the last, because the first show I talked a lot. Like I talked
yeah.
nonstop. And so, you know, when I did the next show, I didn't want to, like, constantly be talking over her. So that's just something her and I guess, have to learn is,
right.
you know,
yeah,
not
you
talk
to
too little but not talk
yeah.
too much. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, but we
yeah.
kind of went over that. So those are the two things that I was like, this is, that I felt really needed to be improved. I do
right.
think Desiree and I should maybe just, we have been discussing the stories that we're going to talk about the day of
right.
a little bit. So that's good just to touch base. And I think, too, we should maybe touch base the day of just to have a few questions in mind for our guests. Yeah, yes.
No,
talk.
You guys should have your questions already laid out before your show. Your questions
yeah.
should be in front of
you. We should touch base the day of or the day before
yeah.
with questions for her. I don't, like, I sometimes feel if you have all the questions lined up, because maybe something, like, she'll say something that leads to an even more interesting discussion.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So that can happen.
Are
you
I mean, the,
want
the,
to talk
well,
about
just
your,
always
yeah.
remind, when you have a guest, always have at least two questions you already have written down, no matter
yeah.
what.
Yeah,
for sure.
At
because
least.
You don't want to be caught off guard where you don't know what the hell you're talking about. So
right.
you want
I mean,
to make sure You have two questions.
Two great
even
questions.
Even if it's something you want to make up in your head, you like, these questions suck. But at least you got two in case, just in case you need them, you know?
And as well, take time to speak to one another so you don't have the same question, you know?
That's true.
So,
yeah.
You know, if you have two questions and one of you asks, you know, the question is already asked, then you, you know, just always have a backup plan, you know what I'm saying? Communication is key. The more you guys communicate with one another, the more you'll
right.
be
yep.
able
and
to,
one.
You know
you'll
saying, move back
Absolutely.
And
yep.
to share the
mm-hmm.
mic.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And,
like
and
don't second guess yourself
to,
as far as
they talk to
talking
each other all
much.
Week.
Yes.
Yep. And
right.
they talk with each other all week. Like, I know, truth be told, you guys have meetings
oh, yeah.
during the week. They talk to each other.
Yep.
So you guys have to maybe talk more to each other so you can kind of
right.
know Desiree, and Desiree, she gonna shut up during this time, and Karen, she just go on, but she gonna, I know how to cut her off.
Yeah.
You guys will know how to, like, you
yeah.
guys, when y'all talking, when I be on the show with you guys on Thursday, I don't know if you know, Karen, but I'm gonna host, guest host with you guys this Thursday. Yes, it's gonna be
yeah,
crazy.
She told me.
Okay. And watch, I already know the energy for both of you guys, so I will know when I can talk. But see, that also comes from, I'm telling you, Des, you got to be an alpha because
yep.
you just got to know, just take control. It's you guys' show. Just
it's,
do it.
It's like playing double dutch, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to know when to hop
like,
in.
Gonna get
you got
in.
A mic. You know?
That's right.
Look
mm-hmm.
for the opportunity. Have enough respect within each other, you know, for
yep.
each other where,
right.
you know
That's
what I'm saying,
course.
You're willing to back out and let the other speak.
And let her
you know,
speak
never feel
she
like
she
you're
can.
Talking too much. Just know when
right.
to hand that mic back off or,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
or step in and snatch
mm-hmm.
the mic.
Mhm. And that'll come, that, like I said, that's something that's going to come over time. That does not happen
yes.
overnight.
Right.
Yes.
You're
and
on the phone. You're not in the
practice
studio.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah,
exactly.
And if they were in the studio, it'll be different.
Yep.
You
right.
guys are over the phone,
oh, yeah.
so you got to feel
Most
over
definitely.
The phone. So that's, it's hard, but you'll
yeah.
get it.
Especially,
so don't worry
right.
about
each show will get better.
Oh,
right.
Most definitely. And
so,
back to the, go ahead.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah. I'll just
no,
give real quick with the questions part. What I felt with my experience and timer and they could chime in. Sometimes the
mm-hmm.
questions you ask can open another question, which is great.
Yeah,
exactly.
That you
right.
didn't expect.
Right.
So
right.
you
right.
could have like a few questions and then they said something that like, oh wow, that's good. And you a question popped up that's
open.
Happened a lot. Yes.
Right.
So that helps also too. So if you have that, please feel free to ask that question.
Improvise.
Right.
Improvise.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, timer. Exactly. That's
just. Just try to be natural, find your comfort zone, and just do you. You know, it's the easiest thing to do. You know, so, I mean, you guys are great. And within time, you'll learn to bounce off of each other, you know what I'm saying? And you know, just stay confident in yourself and never give in to those who say you can't, because can is not
right,
a word
right.
when it applies to you. As long as you're passionate about it, the sky's the limit and beyond. Serious.
And we want to make sure that my main concern is when you got people, especially the people with publicists, you want to make sure, especially with me, with us, when we book in celebrities, we want to make sure that when we're in with these publicists, that the publicists want it because they have more than one client, so that they feel so good about that last interview you did with their client that they want you and they're going to refer you to others. And that's one thing we have good here, where we're good with a lot of publicists, where we can call and get this and that when we do start doing interviews again. We haven't been doing interviews on our new show.
Our name
but
holds
we will.
Weight.
Right. But when, what I can say is I have a list of publicists that I can reach out to that we're good with. So you
mm-hmm.
want to make sure that you're building your connection up with these
yep.
publicists that when their
yep.
guests, when their people come on your show, that the client is not saying after the show, I really hated that show. I don't want to
You show
up
and show
that.
Out.
Right. So you want to make
right.
sure that that's very important, too, because,
right.
like, you guys have publicists. So what
right.
if your publicist booked you for a show you didn't like or that shit was booked. That was so boring. Don't ever book
right.
me for that.
Just,
so you think
just,
that publicist is going to book the other clients? So we got to
right.
make sure your brand is always under fire. So make
right.
sure that it was never your fault, that if something didn't go right, it was the guest. Or if it,
you,
you
know
what I'm saying? If they're boring, there's nothing you could do about it.
Nope.
But it was
you
not
know.
Us. We're always 100. We're always turned up. You get what
right.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
when they come on to interview with you, it's like a police interrogation. They're there for you to poke at, you know, saying, ask those
right.
questions. You know, nine times out of ten, if they don't want you to ask certain questions, their publicists will let us know.
They'll tell you,
you know,
before
you don't ask.
Right.
You know, don't ask these questions. But anything, if
right.
that doesn't come across, I mean, it's no
then
filter.
It's
you ask the questions. Right. Ask the questions that you know, your listener you want to know as well as
mm-hmm.
the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like India said, use Facebook, for one, to ask your people, hey, what question should I ask?
Yep.
So.
Yep,
yeah,
the that's how they're going to tune in, because now you're not asking the same old, so how long you been in the industry?
Yeah,
how many positions you like to do? Fuck all that. I heard that you was in a scandal, and basically your boyfriend jumped over the tree, and he was beating your ass. What happened?
What the hell is up with that? Yeah,
I want to hear all
the people in the chat room want to know what's going on.
Right.
This week, Indy is going to be good, because this bitch, I don't like her, but I have to be respectful.
Who's this now?
This is Alex Chan, and there's a rumor, which I'm going to ask her about it, that she is known to go in the bathrooms, follow producers in the bathroom in order to get work.
Oh, no.
Wow. Well, that sounds good already.
You know, just keep it professional, and you know, saying, don't let anyone take you out of your element. If you push at her, guarantee she's going to push back. You know, all we ask is just stay professional. Don't let anyone take you out of your zone. You know, because you are your brand. You know, and you know, you might try to push her to win the battle, but she can win the battle if she takes you out of your zone. So you know, mentally, definitely be prepped for it if you're going to push. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, hey, ask the hard questions. Hell, when she leaves there, make her say, I hate, and she hates you, fuck it. She may love you because you're tough love, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much where we're at with it. You know,
absolutely.
Just stay in your zone, you know what I'm saying? You've got a brand you've got to protect. So, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, take calculated steps.
It won't hurt, trust
just,
me. It'll bring attention to your brand. Trust me.
And it's going to add to it. Hey, it brings closure to you to you know what I'm saying, to be able to pose that question where it's not just you and her conversation. Everybody is listening now. So when I ask you this question, you know, it basically is on her part. You're putting her on front street, you know, think before you speak, you know, opposed to you having a one-on-one with her. You know what I'm saying, having a one-on-one, and she said, I didn't say that. So you really, you basically have her by the balls. So I'm definitely going to be tuned in for that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will be tuned in for that one.
Oh yeah, me too. Absolutely. Unfortunately, Indy is called dropped, and there's no way she'd be able to call back in because we went over the 30-minute mark. So there's no way for her to call back in. So unless there's anything else you want to go over, ladies, with me and Timer, just let me know right now because we only got like a few minutes.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much good. Yeah,
we're good.
I believe so.
Okay. Well, just trust me. Like time has been saying, and just like I've been saying, and Dave's been saying, once with more time you're on the air, the better you get. It'd be like riding a bike and like brushing your teeth. You won't even realize, and you just boom, you just wing, you know, you're just doing it naturally. The more you do it, the more better you're gonna get at it. Trust me.
Yeah, it's all about grace. Do things gracefully. I mean, you know what I'm saying. You guys gotta just learn to just always keep in mind that you are your brand. And you know, like me, Acevedo, and everyone else on Dial House Radio, you know, understand, you know what I'm saying? We got to, you know, definitely represent the brand with the utmost respect and make people respect us without, you know, letting people take us out of character, especially when it comes to interviews. If they go there, you know what I'm saying, you know how to handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And, you know, their mic, we can easily shut their mic off. You know what I'm saying? And
time is real good at it.
You know what I'm saying? Hey,
You know how I'm glad you bring that up, Timer, because it's happened to me and it's happened to Timer where you might get a prank call. It's happened. So if that ever happens, just act like, you know, whatever, because they'll try to respond to it because that's what they want. You see what I'm saying?
I'm sure we'll get a lot of prank calls just because we're porn chicks and we just attract weirdos. Some of them might be interesting, actually.
Just,
I mean, depending. Yeah.
Just entertain.
Karen's always positive about weirdos.
Just entertain, The timer's right.
Know, just
like
remain in your comfort zone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Entertain it how you handle it, you know what I'm saying, as well. Just always know whoever's running the boards. Just say, hey, you know what I'm saying, have a nice day, you know what I'm saying, however you let them off, or if you want to keep them on and keep the conversation going, because some people try to be funny, but yet they don't hear themselves until after they say it. So,
yep.
I mean, put them on blast, however you do it, but that's going to add to your ratings. You know, have fun
with
it.
That's right.
But always know you can get whoever the hell you want off the air when you want them off the air. Just a simple,
exactly.
Hey, get them out of here.
Exactly. Because you run this. They don't run this. You run this.
Right.
Exactly. Absolutely right. That's absolutely right. Well, I guess that's it. I guess we covered
right,
all the bases. As long as
all
ladies are cool.
Hello.
Yep.
Exactly. Alrighty, Daddy.
Have a great one, buddy.
Okay.
Yes. You have a good evening, ladies, and thank you for all your time. We really appreciate it.
Bye, thanks.
Salute.
Bye,
bye.
Hey, salute. Talk to you later, Timer.
Yay.
Yeah, later, bro. Hey, everybody.
Ah.